Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're landing at this episode before listening to the previous episode on the Equinox and Libra season, I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode first. The new moon that falls within any season is when the sun and moon are both in the same sign. So in the case of this new moon, both sun and moon are in the sign of Libra, and therefore the energies of the season are heightened. In particular with Libra season though, the scales of justice, the balance we seek, the meeting of the polarities, is emphasized by the most prominent celestial orbs marking the absolute embodiment of yin and yang, masc and femme, day and night. These are, of course, the sun and moon, and they're both vibrating on the same astrological frequency, which is Libra, which embodies all of those traits. The Libra new moon will take place on September 29 at 4:26 a.m. in Sydney, September 28 at 7:26 p.m. in London, and 2:26 p.m. in New York. I love Librans and I love Libra season, but the sign that is often associated with love, lightheartedness, and beauty can be a real flippin' diva when she's trying to teach you a lesson. The lesson here being, where are you off balance and where is the justice? Many of us are likely to experience challenges and hurdles, perhaps you already have been, as we try to find our balance and satisfy the justice of a situation. These are happening to illuminate where there is work to be done. For me, it's manifested in the most curious of ways. I have literally been off balance, tripping upstairs, walking into doors, missing my mouth with the fork. Yes, that actually happened as I was trying to eat lunch yesterday. I completely missed my mouth. But there is reason to this. It's highlighted that my ability to be present and aware is completely off balance. It's completely skew-if. The moon be like, Jord, where is your life balance? You didn't listen when I highlighted this imbalance and that imbalance, so maybe you'll listen now when I physically push you over face forward into the stairs. Don't be me, all right? Learn the lessons as they come up. As I mentioned in the Libra season episode, listen to it if you haven't yet, Libra is ruled by Venus. So it's likely that what comes up for you around this new moon will be concerned with relationships. The first thing I do when looking at an imbalanced relationship is look at all of the things that the other person is doing to throw off the balance, right? Come on, you definitely do that too. The problem is them, not me. But with this new moon, as a bit of an experiment, could you perhaps turn a mirror on yourself and ask, how are my behaviors, reactions, and decisions affecting the connections in my life? Are there some boundaries that I need to set internally or externally? Or alternatively, where can I let down my walls and be more vulnerable? Or is there more room for me to hold space for them to be more vulnerable? The secret to relationships, you heard it here first, is to find a balance within yourself by meeting your own needs emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. This will make us less likely to be thrown completely off balance by another's vibrations, which will tend to happen during Libra season as the imbalances are being highlighted, especially in the realms of our relationships. As I mentioned in the last episode, Libra will likely give you no choice but to address what comes up, but it's all for your benefit. So keep an eye out for the signs and practice a little self-awareness and curious investigation. Justice will be brought to all endeavors, so choose fairness over the need to be right, note to self, and witness how fairness is so easily reciprocated. Yeah? So if you show fairness to another, they are so much more likely to show you fairness in return. The mantra for Libra is I harmonize, which will indicate what the point of all of this rejigging and recalibration is, to bring you in to harmony. The cerebral air-like qualities of Libra will be longing to bring balance to your mind and thoughts. Libra will be asking you to choose truth, beauty, and love as your guiding principles. So if conflict arises or unsatisfactory situations come to light, approach them with Libra energy. But be warned, Libra loves to avoid conflict and decision making at all costs. So make sure the changes you're making aren't superficial changes and that they're significant enough to either bring balance or justice. Here are some things you might like to do to harness the energy of the Libra new moon. Familiarize yourself with the vibration of love. What does love feel like to you? How does love make you respond and act? If love was a color, smell, service, what would it be? Once we can identify the pure essence of love, we are able to access it with ease in everything that we do. If you're looking for some guidance with this, the Lunar Lovers member meditation this month is all about the vibrational energy of love and how to access and understand it better. Perfect if you're looking to call in love, invite more love into your existing relationship, or help cultivate more self-love. I'll guide you through the practice in a really beautiful, heart-nourishing meditation. The next thing you might like to do to harness the energy of the Libra new moon is to work with some rose quartz crystals. Now, there are many different crystals associated with Libra energy, but I feel a real affiliation to work with rose quartz, the stone of unconditional love, during this new moon. You might have your own beautiful rose quartz crystal practice that you can incorporate into your new moon intention setting practice. If you don't, I've actually themed this month's online new moon circle around working with rose quartz crystals. And we're going to focus on attracting in more love under this moon. Again, it could be a new love, strengthening an existing love, or cultivating more self-love. It's going to be an epic evening of intention setting and manifestation. So that's this Sunday, September 29 at 6:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. But you can join in from anywhere in the world. And if you can't make it live, you can catch up on the recording, but only if you book your spot. Tickets are $29 or $22 if you're a Lunar Lover member, but you don't need to be a member to join. If you would like to be part of that new moon circle, head to the link in the show notes, or you can join via my website, jordanalevine.com. Okay, what else can we do to harness the energy of this moon? Try out the new way that I make decisions. This is how I make decisions now. So if you are someone who struggles with decision making, you are probably a Libran or have some Libra in your chart. And I told you that Libra season might have you in a bit of a should I, shouldn't I trap. So back in the day, I was a bit of a pros and cons list maker. Just put it down to my Virgo moon. But these days I prefer to write a high vibes and low vibes list. What does that look like? So in what would have been your pros column, I want you to write high vibrations. And in this column, you want to put what high vibrations will this decision create? And then in your cons list or your low vibes list, having a look at what low vibrations you will be subject to. And there might not be any. There might be more low vibes than high vibes. This works every time, I promise. It's especially good when deciding on the future of relationships. Something else you might like to do is practice a little self-love. In whatever form that looks like and feels good for you. So some of the ways that I practice self-love are by buying some really delicious foods at the farmer's market and cooking a really yummy dinner for no particular occasion. I like to take myself to a yin yoga class or go for a leisurely stroll on the sand. Sometimes I like to, controversial, rest in the middle of the day. So if I'm tired, actually taking some time out and resting, either by lying on my Shakti mat. If you don't know what that is, Google it. Life-changing. Or just having a nap. Now, I'm not the best napper, so a nap for me is just closing my eyes and lying there. But just switching off, that for me is an act of self-love because I am someone who is always go, 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 go. For you, it might be booking in for a massage or a facial or having a couple of hours without the kids. That is self-love. When this episode ends, I want you to write at least two forms of self-love down that you're going to practice over the next few days. Okay, so that's a task for everyone. When you hop off this podcast episode, writing down two acts of self-love. The next thing you might like to do to harness the energy of this moon is compliment strangers. Oh my God, stranger danger. No, you can totally do this to their face because everybody loves to receive a compliment, but you can also just do it silently. It will work. Speaking nicely about others gives us permission to speak nicely about ourselves. Yeah. So just as our judgment of others is a reflection of a judgment on ourselves, if we can compliment other people, we start to reflect those compliments back onto us. I want you to try that out today, okay? Stranger in the street, send them a compliment. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on your social media. The easiest way to do that is to take a screenshot on your phone and post it to your Instagram stories and tag me, Jordana Levine. To add a little something extra to the sharing this week, I would love you to screenshot it, tag me, and then I'd also love if you could share one of your self-love practices that you're going to commit to this week. Make yourself accountable. Coming up next week, I've got an amazing interview. I'm actually so excited to share it with you. I had the honor of speaking to Chelsea Bonner this week. Chelsea Bonner is the founder of Bella Management, which is a modeling agency focused on healthy body size and is dedicated to changing our dangerously narrow perception of beauty. It was a fascinating discussion about the industry, about the paths that led Chelsea to open such an agency, and the changes that are being made in the industry now around plus size and curve size models. It's the reason I wanted to feature it after the Libra New Moon episode while we're still in Libra season is because it's a different way of looking at beauty and the way that we absorb beauty and the way that we project beauty out. And it's a conversation full of truth and full of justice and fairness. So I think it's really in line with what we've been talking about with Libra season and this new moon that we're experiencing on Sunday. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Luna Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.